good to go.
There are problems with the Criminal Justice Institute.
Yeah.
And I know they, so far it sounds like there was a director and some of her top deputies. What about the, is this, are you going to look at the oversight from the board too? Should they have been doing more, or what? Are you looking at that at all?
Honestly, no. The process worked as it's supposed to. This is why I wanted an inspector general, because we're deadly serious about keeping the people's house clean here. And so a whistleblower report almost 3 months ago was followed up effectively, and we've recommended the only action we think is appropriate to the board. But to my knowledge, this board does its job faithfully, and I don't think they should be, from anything I've seen, held to account here.
Can you explain why you recommended this course of action?
Excuse me?
Can you explain why you recommended this course of action?
The Inspector General brought evidence of wrongdoing that at least rises to the level, by our standards, for dismissal. Whether it rises beyond that to the level of legal infraction is for others to decide, and the process will be followed, meaning I've authorized and directed him to take it to prosecutors, both local and federal, for them to judge whether anything further is in order.
Governor, you talked about board oversight. Let me bring you to management oversight. As the only person here asking questions who is also a manager, who is hired and fired.
Mm-hmm.
The director of this agency was a person who did not have prior management experience. That would put the onus on her supervisor to be able to make sure that she was doing what she was supposed to do. Do you have confidence in the manager over that agency that he was doing what he should have been doing to nurture a young manager?
You're talking about the board or its chairman?
Or about the person in your office who, as I understand it, is the one that the director of ICJI reports to. That would be her nominal supervisor, correct?
Yeah, I think he's the board chairman, actually, and that's why that's the case. I'm just going to stand on the statement that's been made here, Amos. You know, if I had thought that magically 30,000 state employees would all become saints, I wouldn't have demanded an inspector general. You might recall it wasn't easy to get one. There was a lot of opposition to that idea, but it's precisely because we are very serious about not only having higher standards, but having some teeth in the system to enforce them. And sadly, this is an occasion where that's necessary. By the way, although the first 42 criminal referrals from the IG have all dealt with the past administration, that was really never what it was about in my mind. It's always been about not only setting high standards here, but insisting that they be followed to the letter of the law.
And the press. Is it wise to appoint somebody who was enmeshed at that point in a personal bankruptcy to oversee the dispensing of millions of dollars in crime money?
Well, I regret the nomination because it hasn't worked out well. I did nominate this person, and I take responsibility for that. We did background checks, as we did on all appointees, and I'm really not certain there's anything in the director's past that disqualified her. But the conduct here, I'm very sad to say, does.
But wouldn't a bankruptcy disqualify you from handling that much money?
I believe it was a reasonable nomination at the time it was made, but obviously I find the conduct that the Inspector General has brought to my attention, that specific conduct, unacceptable.
Can you elaborate on that conduct?
Not beyond what's in the statement. We've given you the nature of it, and the rest really is for the process to adjudicate.
Will the Inspector General release a more detailed report on what the allegations are? Because there are a number of people, particularly because this is dealing with a minority appointment, mm-hmm. there are questions that are being raised in the minority community about fairness and equity with how the director is being handled. So will the IG be a little bit more forthcoming than he has been in past investigations?
There are legal limits to what he is under the law, which we secured, to protect confidentiality, and he'll have to respect those.
But Governor, there have been a lot of leaks. This is the first IG investigation where there were leaks about what was allegedly in the investigation prior to the IG.
Yeah, well, they didn't come from the IG, and some of them may have not been accurate.
Can you tell us, was the person who received the contract in question related in some way to Heather Bolger?
To my knowledge, there's a family friendship, but that it doesn't go beyond that.
Can you tell us more about the release? And part of why we're asking is I know I have, and probably others have put in records requests from CJA and haven't gotten any. So that's why we're asking the question. So there was a part in the press release about some of this relates to travel. Is that the travel of the deputy director?
I'm just not going into specifics. For one thing, I don't know them in the detail that your questions might require. I'm just going to stand on the statement that the IG brought evidence that was more than clear that, and let me say this, that we have toughened a lot of rules around here in the last year, but the offenses involved here would have been outside the bounds of the old rules as well, without question.
The CJI operates with a lot of federal money. Mm-hmm.
That's why the Inspector General is also going to brief the U.S. Attorney as well as the State Attorney.
This is 2 weeks in a row that there's been sort of questions about high-ranking officials in your administration. Are you concerned about that image that's getting out there?
I can't control what people conclude, but let me just say there's a light year of difference between this case and any other. In the case of Dick Rhode, you had mistaken judgment, but the process was followed. It's legal. It was within the ethical rules by ruling of the Ethical Commission. Wasn't good judgment, and I agreed with those who questioned the appearances, so we fixed it. But our approach will consistently be having set high standards to try to adhere to them and occasionally go beyond them. And I thought that the points made about that contract were well made, and so we agreed with them and acted. But it would be grossly inaccurate and unfair to equate these two cases in any way.
Governor, you're elaborating this a little bit on conversation this morning. What about your Democratic critics right now who are putting news releases together, basically saying that Daniels campaigned on ethics and high government, that we have a series of events?
We have one, and I'm very disappointed about it, but the one we're talking about today is the first. I hope it'll be the last, but if I thought these things could never happen, as I said, I wouldn't have created an inspector general, and I'm much more interested, frankly, in his acting on misconduct if it happens and deterring it in the future than I am with his actions on the past. Again, there have been 42 criminal actions dating back to the past. This week, in case you missed it, 11 more indictments based on FSSA, theft of money meant for poor people. Now, there's something to get indignant about, and I trust that the loyal opposition is at least as concerned about that as about other matters they've raised.
Do you have any idea at this point, Governor?
Excuse me?
Do you have any idea at this point who might replace Heather
Bolger? I do not. The interim arrangement will continue for the moment.
Governor, you talked a little bit about the oversight of this agency and how the manager is the board chairman. Do you think, is that enough oversight in a case like this, or should more people be watching who a director of an agency like this making decisions?
Yeah. Of course, we didn't create the structure of the CJI. I've already said, as far as I know, I don't fault the board. They may have been misled or not given full information. Fortunately now, because of our reforms, there is somebody else watching. It's called the Inspector General. And now there is a place for whistleblowers to go where something might actually happen. It is a night and day difference from the past. And it's regrettable that an apparent offense has been located here, but that's exactly what I put him there to do, and he did his job well.
Governor, does
I'll just say one more thing. When our representatives informed the people at CGI, the staff there this morning, I expressly told them not only to thank the staff for their work, but to thank the whistleblower for doing the right thing and stepping forward way back at the 1st of February.
Two things. Was this whistleblower inside the agency?
I believe the answer is yes, but...
And then the second thing, this situation now leaves you with only one African-American in any kind of agency or major state department. Does this put a very serious crimp in your efforts to diversify leadership of state government agencies?
It's a setback, and it's a reason I'm especially sorrowful about it.
Does that mean there will be no more?
Of course not. It means we'll work harder, as we already were, to identify and recruit talent of every background, but in particular minority talent to this administration.
The public records counselor this week took issue with your administration's handling of some requests.
Yeah.
Do you accept the following that?
Yeah. We'll try to do better. I'm told there may be some, there may have been some factual errors about the NDOT situation, but as regards our office, where they said it was unreasonably slow, I accept that, and we'll try to be reasonably quick.
I have a question about, sorry, completely different subject, about fundraising and what it's like for a party to fundraise with the governor's office. I just wondered how much time you spend on either attending or fundraising events and making fundraising phone calls on behalf of Republicans and the party.
Almost none so far. I expect there'll be somewhat more between now and November. I've attended maybe two or three events this year of a fundraising character. I don't sit around making phone calls. You might remember I have prohibited solicitation, direct solicitation by appointed officers of this administration. We will undoubtedly be less aggressive than past practice. But I would expect that I'll do what I can do between now and November, what I'm as much as I can that I'm asked to do.
The Democrats said that they are having some fundraising success by running against your agenda. And I just wondered if you think that Republicans are having any success raising money based on what you have
done? Well, first of all, as Robert Kennedy said, change has its enemies. And there were people who were deeply invested in Indiana's past who are not comfortable with some of the changes that we've made. But our opponents are perfectly within their rights to go after those folks aggressively. I think our side will enjoy a lot of support, some of it from folks who may not have affiliated with Republicans before because of the progress we are making and proposing to make.
Governor, I want to get back to the CGI topic in a minute. And as far as oversight, now that you're looking at this, do you think there may be any changes within that agency that need to be made to watch the money a little closer?
Well, there are going to be two changes. I'm assuming the board will come to, I think, the only conclusion one can when they see the information I've seen. We'll obviously watch very closely through our board appointee or our chairman, as Amos talked about, and I'm sure the other board members will be even more vigilant than they have been since there's been a problem.
Do you think there needs to be any policy set up? Something that affects this agency, maybe others?
Not sure. Maybe. Take a look.
How's morale at the Institute? Because I was told by a number of folks that under leadership, very low, people not very happy. Do you think this is an opportunity with the top changes that are coming to increase morale, therefore make the agency more efficient than it's been?
Well, I've heard much the same, but I'm probably not the one to speak to it. I'm told again that at the meeting this morning it appeared that this news was well received. And again, a lot of good things have happened there and that shouldn't be overlooked, I asked the Institute to focus itself much more tightly on the problem of methamphetamine, because that's our number one law enforcement priority, and we have told each agency that might have some impact on the meth problem, state police, DNR, and others, to maximize their attention on that. CJI did that with many of its grants, and some good things have happened. So there are people there who have been doing good work, and I hope that for those who felt that maybe everything wasn't being done responsibly, fast action, very direct action like this, will encourage them. But I can't speak to it beyond that.
I'm still unclear. When are we going to see what information you have seen? I mean, will the IG later today spell out more specifically the allegations?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. He has to operate, and he scrupulously operates within the limits that the law correctly placed on him that protect the innocent, protect people's confidentiality. And I know that this can be difficult or frustrating from your standpoint sometimes, but I certainly am not going to tell him to go outside those lines. But I believe he'll be able to share with the board enough for them to make a decision and on the recommendation I've made to him.
Governor, I believe in past IG investigations, he has shared with the media certain specifics without going into personnel matters as to what they were looking at, mm-hmm. what the allegation seems to be. And with all of these rumors and leaks and things that are out here, there is really confusion as to what the specific charges are.
Well, the release this morning tells you what the specifics are, Amos. And you can read them for yourself. I will certainly tell him to go as far as his duty and the statute permits. But
the release this morning talked about travel and a contract. Mm-hmm. And there was the allegations that the travel involved Heather Boljak and the deputy director. There are other leaks that the travel only involved the deputy director, and the only concern with Heather Boljak is this contract. That's what I mean by mm-hmm. there was two things listed in there, but no specificity as to who
right.
may have been allegedly responsible for what?
Well, your questions are understandable and they're legitimate, but I can't answer them here now, and the Inspector General will obviously not be able to go beyond the limits of his authority today. Ultimately, this thing will all be better known.
You're saying there will be no release from the IG today?
I'm not speaking for him on that, but...
is there any indication that this probe could spread to more employees at the ICJ?
None that I've seen. All right. Thank you very much.